Tune in to The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. Join Cope for 2 full hours of political incorrectness, current events, gun talk, and so much more.
Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
My love.
I got $100 smoking in my big hole.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and it's a good time to roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
A little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight we'll be working on and doing all the wrong things.
That's right.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and it's a good time to roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, it's poofy, they're pelly.
Good, bad, bravo, let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be revving up my motor again.
Finally, Friday, I'm free again.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Finally, Friday,
whoop, can do it.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
And for the first time ever, Pearl Harbor Day falls on the same day as Liberty Lounge. How about that? First time in, you know what, how many long have we been on Liberty Lounge? 5 years? 5 or 6 years? But welcome to Liberty Lounge, and it is Pearl Harbor Day. Friday, 77 years ago today, we were launched into World War II by the attack on Pearl Harbor. It's we've got a little bit of stuff we're going to do about that tonight, not a whole lot, but I don't want it to get by unnoticed. Welcome, everybody. Let me check the chat room here and see what's going on or if anything's going on, see who all is there. Let's see, Nan's with us on time tonight. Good for you. Glad to see you. And T-Bow and Yakima Glock and Pumpkin Cat. And who else? Let me get the thing up here. AZ Bound just joined us. And Tinker and Minnie and Anonymous there. So there'll be some more drifting in here in a little while. So I'm going to mix things up a little bit tonight. We've got to do several Christmas songs. Do you realize that we only have two more shows before Christmas, or two more Liberty Lounges anyway before Christmas, let's put it that way. And Monday, Christmas Eve, December 24th, it's still kind of up in the air whether we're going to do a show or not that night. Probably will. We'll see what all is going on in Casa de Cope about that time, so we'll let you know in plenty of time if you're going to be available. If we do, it probably won't be... we won't do any doom and gloom, won't do anything like that. It'll be a lot of Christmas music and end of the year stuff and just kind of have some fun. So we'll let you know when it gets a little closer. So we're going to do, typical classic country tonight. Got some Christmas songs we're going to do. Got a little bit of stuff on Pearl Harbor we want to do. And since we're in the mood right now, I want to, do this thing on Pearl Harbor right now. This is, there are people that say that it's still pending whether they think it's true or not. It came from a book that Admiral Nimitz wrote, that Chester Nimitz wrote. He was the, he wasn't the commander of the Pacific Fleet at that time, but he was, shoved into it immediately after the attack on Pearl Harbor. And he was paged and told there was a phone call for him, and it was the president, President Roosevelt, FDR. And he told Admiral Nimitz that at that time he was now the commander of the Pacific Fleet. So he flew out right then to Hawaii to assume command and landed at Pearl Harbor on Christmas Eve in 1941. And what he found there was not a pretty sight. A lot of despair, a lot of sadness, defeat. I mean, there was just wiped out. But the things that he said when he got there, it didn't take him long to figure this out. On Christmas Day, he was given a tour and went around and saw the battleships that were sunk and all the planes and smaller vessels and stuff that just littered the water and the shores everywhere. And when the boat got back to shore, the young man running the boat said, "Well, Admiral, what do you think about all this stuff going on here, all this destruction and everything?" And he said, and it blew the kid away, he said, "The Japanese made three of the biggest mistakes an attack force could ever make." And that the kid couldn't believe what he was hearing. He said, "What do you mean? Three of the biggest mistakes?" He said, "Well, the first one, they attacked on Sunday morning. 9 out of every 10 crewmen of these ships was ashore on leave. If those same ships would have been lured out to sea at that time and been sunk, we would have lost 38,000 men instead of 3,800. And the second mistake, he said, was when the Japanese saw all those battleships lined up in a row. They got so carried away sinking battleships They never once bombed the dry docks opposite of those ships. If they would have destroyed those, we would have had to tow every one of those ships to America to be towed, to be repaired. Now, it was 1941, so Hawaii wasn't America yet. It was just an island. He says it is now. The ships are in shallow water and can be raised. One tug can pull them over to dry docks. We'll have them repaired at sea by the time we could have them towed to America. And he already, at that time, already had crews on ashore waiting to man those ships as soon as they bring them up and get them seaworthy again. Third mistake, he said, every drop of fuel in the Pacific theater of war is on top of ground storage tanks 5 miles away over that hill. One attack plane could have strafed those tanks and destroyed our fuel supply. That's why I say the Japanese made three of the biggest mistakes an attack force could ever make. And I want to read this book. It's, what was the name of the book? I think, what did I say it a while ago? It was, Reflections on Pearl Harbor. And Admiral Nimitz wrote it. Born and bred Texan, born in Fredericksburg, Texas. And they said he was just born an optimist. And I'll have to say, back during that time, I wonder now if God would have shown us as much favor as he did then, when a great number of those people that were on those ships at that time were in church or doing other things that are appropriate on the Sabbath. Of course, some weren't, but I don't think, people, there's so minimal amount of them during these type of things now that they get ridiculed and nobody wants to hang out with them, and there's just a few. And back then, it was virtually everyone. 70, 80, 90%. I don't know what the number was, but it was a lot. I heard stories that my stepdad told. He was one of the greatest patriots I've ever known. He was on the USS Kidd, and it was attacked by a suicide bomber in 44. So he wasn't at Pearl Harbor, but he was in the Navy at that time. And he died on Father's Day of 2001. Great man. It's interesting to think if we would have been shown the same favor in similar circumstances now, if that were to happen. Anyway, with all that said, I want to launch right into this here. Like I said, we got some Christmas music, got some country music, and a few other odds and ends of things to mess with here. So I'm going to, as always, we'll have about a 10-second delay, and we'll get right on with it. So I'll visit with y'all in a little bit. Stand by.
I'm going to tell you a story from my highway patrol days. Let's simply call this my Christmas Eve. The hour is late, should go to bed, near midnight, I believe. But memories keep me wide awake this snowy Christmas Eve. Yes, memories of my kids moved on. Each has their separate life. And how the holidays have changed since angels took my wife. The toys, the food, the Christmas cheer. My wife would bear the load because I would work most holidays, state trooper on the road. Just sitting in my easy chair, so many years retired, I reminisce on times gone by and all that has transpired. Of all the many happenings that seemed to come to light, a multitude of them occurred right on this very night. A drunken woman in Iraq who died on Christmas Eve leaves memories of a tragic case most people can't believe. I had to drive to where she lived to tell her next of kin. Found the run-down mobile home she had been living in. The person answering the door, I still recall today, a little girl, about 4 years old. She said, "I'm Sue McKay." I asked her if her dad was home and felt the longest pause. She said, "My daddy ran away." "You must be Santa Claus. My mommy said you'd come tonight if I just stayed in bed and bring a pretty doll for me." "It's what my mommy said." I broke the law that Christmas Eve, did not call child's care. They'd merely put her in a room, and that I couldn't bear. I picked her up and took her home. My wife tucked her in bed and wrapped the pretty doll for her, just like her mommy said. Adopted by a loving home, and soon they moved away. I won't forget that Christmas Eve and little Sue McKay. Another bitter Christmas Eve, a blizzard to behold, had left a family in the ditch, just trapped there in the cold. By grace of God, I spotted them all cold and gaunt with fright, drove them to a motel room to safely spend the night. One Christmas Eve, a homeless man, shivering and wet, was trying hard to get a ride I'm sure he'd never get. I picked him up and drove him to a diner on the hill to warm his bones and left him with a $5 bill. Strange how when you're all alone with memories you recall, you think of everything you've done. Was it worth it all? I think about my God, my job, my children, and my wife. Would I do it all the same? Could I relive my life? Then comes a knock upon my door. This late, who could it be? A neighbor? Or has Santa Claus come to visit me? The figure standing in the cold gives me a sudden fright. The trooper with that solemn look, "Dear God, who's died tonight?" I'm flashing back through bygone years and how I'd often stood on someone's porch to bring them news, and it was never good. Is this how life gets back at me? For misery I've induced, where pain I've caused some other folks has now come home to roost. But looking in the trooper's eyes, my mind is in a whirl. I see a pleasant countenance. The trooper is a girl. She smiled and reached to shake my hand, and silence wasn't broke until a tear rolled down her cheek, and then she softly spoke. "I'm sure you don't remember me, but thought I'd stop and say, God bless you on this Christmas Eve. I'm Trooper Sue McKay."
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the time be found that as your life be found, help you dry your tears when the new lures off of your crystal chandelier? Never did fit in too well with the folks you knew. When it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do. And you turned away from the love I offered you. The crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that had you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new hours of your crystal chandeliers? Your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. The crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that had your life be loud help you dry your tears when the new bars off of your crystal chandeliers?
Thank you so much.
Well, today I'm so weary. Today I'm so blue. Sad and brokenhearted, and it's all because of you. Life was so sweet, dear. Life was a song. Now you've gone and left me. Oh, I belong, and it's all for the love of a dear little girl, all for the love that set your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life, the joys of this world, all for the love of a girl.
I wonder this time.
thunder. And this time they feel like thunder. Who's there? Have your boots been under? Whose are they to see? I wonder.
My administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay. The United States will not tell you how to live or work or worship. We only ask that you honor our sovereignty in return. I would like to thank Chairman Kim for his courage and for the steps he has taken, though much work remains to be done. Our shared goals must be the de-escalation of military conflict, along with a political solution that honors the will of the Syrian people. The United States will respond.
Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones.
or the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken and you song that's slow, there ain't nothing like a steel guitar down a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones, but my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Ask me why I love her? Give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen the Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton, or watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the mind of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Pull right up into my driveway. shadows slip away from my house. So I hurried straight and looked in her room, and I found out that it was my loving spouse.
Oh, the snakes fall at night. That's what they say. When the sun goes down, then the snakes will play.
So I waited in the shadows until morning, and the gun I held was trembling in my hand. No, I did not plan to give them any warning, for the devil on my shoulder had command.
Oh, the snakes fall at night, that's what they say. When the sun goes down, then the snakes will play.
Before I leave this courtroom, please, Your Honor, there's something more that I would like to say.
Oh, the snakes crawl at night, that's what they say. When the sun goes down, then the snakes will play.
Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight.
Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines.
Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. In Motown, the city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, and all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time.
bless y'all.
We love you.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
tonight. Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that. Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
blush on your cheeks is more than the wine, and he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. So good in love. I wish you still wanted me. He must have stolen some stars from the sky and gave them to you to wear in your eye. I had my chances, but I set you free. And And now I wonder why I couldn't see you look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. Darling, I've wasted a lot of years not seeing the real you. But tonight your beauty is shining through. And I never took the time to let you know. So before he takes you away, please let me say, you look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's an American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
You know, I don't know why I get the feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye.
I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
daddy. Our daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep in. They thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like the show on the TV screen. But it sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Well, it sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
Son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say Mama sends her best, y'all. Fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on the television said something, so I couldn't sleep. But I'll be alright, I'm just missing you. And this is me kissing you. X's and O's in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh cause she calls me honey, but they take it hard cause I don't read the good part. Fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on
kitchen, it occurs to me I might not have said, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't muddy, but no one laughs, cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries. And I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on. Letters from home.
stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? And I'm on my way. You still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
says, be wise.
Outside. You simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The greeting has been
lucky that I dropped
so nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
your
door.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Your brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
Your maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Maybe just a cigarette.
Never more. Such a blizzard before.
You've got to go
but
home.
Baby, I'd freeze out there.
I'll lend you my comb.
It's up to my knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Thrill when you touch my...
But don't...
Dear Senor Santa Claus, I think I tell you what I would like for Christmas, and I hope you won't forget. I only want a peso that I can have for mine to get my señorita something for Christmas time. I don't believe you read the card last Christmas that I sent. You come to see the kids across the street and then you went. Dear Senor Santa Claus, I think me understand. Sometimes the toy's all gone before you reach the Rio Grande. Dear Senor Santa Claus, I tell you what I think. I know got a stocking, I set out my piggy bank. So please bring me peso that I can have for mine to get my señorita something for Christmas time. On Christmas Eve I watch for you and I know she'll wink. If I no get Lolita something, she feels sad, I think. So please, Senor Santa Claus, this Christmas be so grand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand. I don't know what I buy for her, I think I buy a rose. So she can wear it in her hair most everywhere she goes. Please, Senor Santa Claus, this Christmas be so grand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. Yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you and given the chance
see you smile.
Snake, hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, London, Tokyo, everywhere you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Snowflake, my pretty little snowflake.
Snowflake,
ooh, 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 the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake.
Snowflake,
you've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Snow was falling when love came calling on this lonely heart of mine. You were standing there with snowflakes in your hair. You kept stalling while my thoughts were calling on every way I knew for one excuse to get acquainted with you. Then I said, snowflake, my pretty little snowflake, ooh, 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 the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake, you've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. The ice was breaking and love was waking in a winter wonderland when I felt you slip your fingers in my hand. Now snow is gleaming and I'm not dreaming. I know this is for real. The love I have is too much to conceal. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake, ooh, 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 the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake, you've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you.
My husband's currently out in at an undisclosed area in the Middle East. I want to say I love him and the kids miss him.
My husband's in the military and we have a lot of neighbors that are gone right now.
It's hard. Not a lot of information. You wait 3 weeks for a letter and that's what you hang on to. My first deployment with him too, so...
He called her on the road.
It's been tough.
From a lonely cold hotel room. Just to hear her say I love you one more time.
I love you and I miss you and you're my hero. I love you, Bear.
When he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye.
Okay. Hey, you guys, come here.
What do you want to say?
Little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind.
I'm ready to cry. I'm just
I'm already there.
Now maybe I'll get him back sometime soon.
Take a look around.
Welcome, dearly.
I'm the sunshine in your head.
And I can't wait till he comes home.
I'm the shadow on the ground.
I'm an angel wife. My husband's over there.
I'm the whisper in
the wind. So comforting to have his pictures everywhere.
I'm your imaginary friend.
I miss him, and I'm praying for everybody over there.
And I know.
And we're all praying for him.
I'm in your prayer. Oh, I'm already there.
I wear his wedding band around my neck all the time, and I know he's with me, and I know he's out there doing his job, and it's the job he loves.
She got back on the phone.
We miss you. We love you.
I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be all right.
And kick the bad guy's butt, Daddy.
Wish I was in your arms.
Stay safe and be strong.
Lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight.
This morning I had a dream about him, and I rolled over in bed and I was so excited to tell him. And then I opened my eyes and he wasn't there.
So turn out the light and close your eyes.
It's been really hard on my mom.
I'm already there.
Come home soon.
Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart.
Yeah, I'm proud to be an American.
I'm the moonlight shining down.
Thank you guys very much.
I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. I
pray that he'll come home safely.
Can you feel
it? This message is for Corporal Macy. He's a brand new father today of a 9-pound, 4-ounce beautiful baby boy.
Maybe a thousand miles apart.
Tell him to hurry home so we can get married.
But I'll be with you.
Our daughter sleeps in his shirt, so, yeah, she's only 2 years old, and she wears this big old huge t-shirt to bed every night, but she won't go to bed without it now, so he's going to have a hard time getting it back when he gets home.
I'm already there, take a look around, I'm the sunshine in your hair, I'm the shadow on the ground, I'm the whisper in the
Let me tell ya, everything we do,
the love that we share,
everything we say.
Oh, I'm already there.
Austin says he's in the car too.
Oh, I'm already there.
This is the Master Gunnery Sergeant Garrett. This is his daughter. I'm very proud of him. He's been my hero. He's been my strength for my whole life. Just pray that everything's gonna work out.
Hi, Dad. I hope you're safe, and I hope you come home safe and soon.
He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing 5 below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Old man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees, drip drying in the summer breeze. To Calico Creek, I was walking down
say that it just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone, 'cause I was almost home. Then he said, I was just coming round the barn, about the time he grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, son, hurry up. I was close enough for my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, bobbers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree, where I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer Calico Creek. I was walking down an older road, past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone. I was almost home. The mission. He said, boy, if you left me alone, right now I'd be fishing. I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping in the Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road, past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone, 'cause I was almost home. Almost
September day. Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran.
good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages? Speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers? Stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I've talked to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
I was playing Santa Claus downtown on Christmas Eve, when a little girl of three or four climbed up onto my knee. I could tell she had a Christmas wish behind those eyes of blue. So I asked her, what's your name and what can Santa get for you? She said, my name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own? Well, all that I could say was Santa do the best he could. Then I set her down and told her I'll remember to be good. She said, I will, then walked away, turned and waved goodbye. And I'm glad she wasn't close enough to see old Santa cry. She said, my name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own?
Christmas morning, I got up and dialed the phone. I made a few arrangements with the county children's home. And they told me it would be alright to pick her up today. Now my little Christmas carol won't ever have to sing. My name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own? Well, Merry Christmas, Carol. I love you. Welcome home.
All right, took me a minute to figure out which buttons to push there and get back online here. Well, it's just about that time, so I hope you guys enjoyed our mixture of music tonight. Had quite a few different things on there. And I've got a bunch of Christmas stuff picked out. Like I said, we got two Liberty Lounges between now and Christmas, so we're going to play little Christmas songs, you know, Christmas music off and on here between now and then. So, we've got a lot of stuff planned for this weekend. I hope you all do too, and I hope you're safe, and I hope you're, hope you got plans with family and stuff over the next little while through our holiday period here, not just on Christmas Day, but here over the next few weeks. I've got, some traveling to do and gotta go see some kids and stuff. We're not sure what we got planned just right on Christmas yet, but we'll worry about that when Christmas gets here. So I'm going to scoot on out of here, and we'll see you guys on Monday with Living Way Out Here to start with, and then the Shooting Bench will be following right after that, and we'll see you then. I'm out of here.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern, for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day, she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same.